And coming up this weekend, along with the time change on Sunday, is the Hum Dogs Expo. We've got Beverly in here to tell us about it. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Dandy.
Good.
So how long has this expo been going on?
This will be our 26th year.
Wow. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, there were a couple of years that we took off at one point, so it's not 26 consecutive, okay. But it's our 26th annual.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, fantastic. Now, I've been to it many times. It's really a heck of a lot of fun. It's going to be taking place at Redwood Acres this coming Sunday from 10 till 4. Now, for folks who are not aware of what this expo is, why don't you explain?
Well, this is Humboldt Dog Obedience Group's opportunity to give back to the community a day about dogs. Oftentimes what we find with Expo, which comes not too long after the Westminster Dog Show, is people have ideas about what they want in their next dog or have some questions maybe about their own dog. And this is an opportunity for them to come and meet people who own those dogs, visit with those dogs, see those dogs in person. We have 40 different breeds that are going to be represented.
Wow.
Along with some rescue groups and mixed breeds. We've got some of the most popular dog breeds. We've got Labs and Goldens and Border Collies and Australian Shepherds and Shelties and Boxers and Collies, but we've also got some less common breeds. You don't see a whole lot of Poolies. Those are the ones with the dreadlocks, the corded coats.
I thought those were called Commodore.
Commodore is a large white.
The big ones with dreadlocks.
Yes, and is more. They're both herding dogs, but uh-huh. The Commodores are more of a guard dog, and the Poolies are more of a herding dog.
Gotcha.
Smaller, dark coated ones. Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Those are popular.
Very old breed.
My dad's got three of those.
They're wonderful. Yep. They're wonderful pets. That's exactly what they were bred for, is to be pets, lap dogs of the Royals. The Skipper Key, you don't see a lot. We've got some of those, different kinds of dachshunds. Most people haven't seen an Icelandic sheepdog. It's a new breed to AKC,
really?
Which will be there, along with some more of the more common ones, the Irish Setter, Springer Spaniel. Some people are interested in finding out more about a funny little breed called a PBGB, the Petit Bessant Griffon Bondine, and we've got a couple of those. I think we've got the Spinoni Italiano, which is a rare herding dog. So,
wow.
Come and see the old standbys and some of the more unusual breeds.
Fantastic. Now, I got a question. How long does it take for a dog to become an official breed? Because, you know, there's things like Labradoodles.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, basically, it's a high-priced mixed breed dog at this point.
That's what it is.
So, at what point does that become an official breed?
It's quite a process that you go through if it's going to be recognized by the American Kennel Club, if that's what you're mm-hmm, talking about. Mm-hmm. There has to be a parent club in the United States. There have to be a certain number that have been bred pure for three generations. For example, this little guy here, the Lancashire Heeler, is going through that process right now, and mm-hmm. they've reached the first step, which is foundation stock, which means that it's recognized by the American Kennel Club as a distinct breed. It can't show in the show ring yet, but it can mm-hmm. do all the sporting events. And once there's not quite 200 of them yet, and once there's something like 200, then they can start going into the show ring. And after they've done that for a certain period of time and have shown that the numbers can be sustained, then they eventually become recognized by the American Kennel Club.
Interesting. So you think Labradoodle is on its way?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
Because it takes a Labrador and a poodle to make a Labradoodle, and mm-hmm. so it would never breed. You couldn't breed three generations.
What if Labradoodles bred? Then you'd make Labradoodles, right? Is that how that works, or no?
Hypothetically, I guess that could happen, but there are so many breeds that exist that creating new uh-huh. new mixed breeds that become purebreds
mm-hmm.
it's a different issue.
Yeah. Okay. Enough of that. Now, there is, aside from checking out all these dogs, there's going to be some demonstrations.
There's going to be several really wonderful demonstrations that folks are not going to want to miss. The doors open at 10, and the first demonstration is at 11 with Agility. The fast dogs streaking through a small obstacle course. Our space is limited, but you really get a flavor of what they do, of climbing and weaving and jumping and running through tunnels.
Yeah, it's really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that's it. So that'll be at 11, and it'll last approximately an hour. And then at 12:15, we have the Portuguese water dog water test demonstration, which they're going to, obviously, we're not going to go out to the bay to do that, but Adele Thomas is going to show us what's entailed in that. At 1 o'clock is the ever popular parade of breeds, so that people can come and see, you know, what the dogs do in the you know what they look like in the breed ring.
Right.
So that and there's a description of the dogs, and all the dogs that are in the parade actually have a booth, so that then the public can go and talk to those individuals that own those dogs and find out more about the breed.
Good idea.
At 2:45, we have an obedience demo that is not boring. Obedience. this is not just dogs walking in a healing pattern. We have a doggy drill team.
Really?
That is eight dogs and handlers that are doing a very intricate doggy drill team pattern, as well as some of the most advanced obedience exercises, like dogs going out and finding one particular obstacle in a object in a pile of objects, and just some of the more advanced obedience exercises. We've got sled dogs demonstrating twice,
nice.
Once at 10:30 and once at 3:15.
Now, since we don't have snow, how do they do that?
They put the cart on wheels.
Got it.
And this, some of this team, if not all, I can't remember if it's all of this team or some of this team, took third place in a recent sled dog race in Shasta. So
wow.
Sarah Borak and her, and her dogs. One of the things that happens all day is the, raffle to support the Terry Lockett Memorial Spay Neuter Fund. Humble Dog Obedience Groups helps people who have dogs that they can't afford to or need help with paying for their spay or alter. And the way we have two big raffles a year, and that's pretty much how we fund the whole thing. And that, so there will be selling tickets all day to that huge, huge, huge raffle, hundreds of items. And that drawing is at 3:15, and you need not be present to win. So come and put your things in, and we'll make sure you get the prize.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, there's also in addition to the breeds, there we have vendors that are going to be there. You can come and get dog tags made. You can shop at All Dogs Bakery. We've got several of the pet stores that are going to come and have booths. There'll be free samples, so there's lots of vendors to see, and also some really interesting booths with the Bergen Institute for Dog Training. So they're going to be there talking about service dogs. We're going to have guide dogs for the blind. So there'll be service groups that you can talk to also.
Fantastic. And you were mentioning, of course, the raffles. There's lots of stuff.
I've lost count, but I think there's over 100 items so far.
Wow.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've been there before. We've definitely gotten involved in that because there's lots of good stuff.
Yeah, we do a lot, mostly dog related stuff, but it's not all dog related stuff. We have everything from flooring donated by Eureka Floors to jewelry that people have donated, little sculptures, plants, clothing. It runs the gamut.
Yeah, it is really something else, and so much to see. I mean, as you said, there's just vendors and booths mm-hmm. and booths of all kinds of great
yeah.
stuff.
Two buildings. Filled to the max.
Two buildings. I know. You got the big hall.
Yeah, Francesi Hall. And then the I think it's called the Home Ec building.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be food available for purchase. The folks with Toys for Tots will be selling snacks and food to raise money for Toys for Tots this year. And that'll be available in both buildings as well.
Fantastic. That is great. And again, it goes from 10 until 4, the new 10 until 4, because
yeah.
time change is early Sunday morning at 2 a.m. And you'll hear that, and you'll hear a lot more of it, because there'll be lots yeah. of doggies there.
Yep. Yeah. yeah. There'll be four that are missing this year. Four members of Humboldt Dog Obedience Group are going to be representing the North Coast and Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the AKC Agility National Agility Championship. So we hope to do the North Coast proud, we'll miss Expo.
Someone wants on the radio. who is that with a great voice?
That's Druid, and mm-hmm. he's begging his brother to give up the bone so that he can have it.
You know, it's whether it's kids or dogs, you know, they're same thing. I want the bone.
It's a lot like having toddlers.
It
yeah.
is. It really is. Well, it's fantastic. And I think one of the best things is getting to check out some breeds before you actually get a dog. Because, you know, the thing is, you know, they're all really different. And A lot of people don't think about it before they make that choice, and it's a choice for the dog's lifetime. And sometimes it's not a good match. I mean, I had a cousin of mine got a Jack Russell Terrier, and he's not real good with high maintenance dogs. This is a very high maintenance dog.
Oh, those are really high maintenance dogs.
Yes, I mean, it's like a Jack Russell Terrier, one of the smartest dogs you're going to find. But you really have to know your stuff.
Right. After Uggy was in the movie, they became very popular, but they are very high maintenance. After 101 Dalmatians, Dalmatians have their issues, and there was a big run on Dalmatians. Sure. The president got a Portuguese water dog. People are really interested in that breed. There will be Portuguese water dogs there, so that people can talk to the owners to find out what they're like. It's really you're right. It's a match for the dog's life, and every breed has issues. Yep. No breed is without issues. It's just, do those issues fit with your lifestyle?
That's right. Yes, your issues match.
We've got an intruder alert going on
intruder
here.
Intruder alert. That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's matching issues.
Yes. Yeah. If you can't handle that, don't get a Lancashire healer.
So anyway, it's a great thing, and you can actually talk to the owners of these dogs, and they'll be able to tell you really what the truth is.
Exactly. The unvarnished truth.
The unvarnished truth. I mean, there is a reason why, dogs like Labrador Retrievers are so popular. They're just amazingly friendly. But they have got their issues, too. I mean, they've got wanderlust.
Absolutely.
They're very high energy.
They are.
If you're just going to be like in an apartment and this dog's going to be, you want a lap dog, that's not the right dog.
Right. If you're curious about what can happen with a lab, go read Marley and Me.
That's right. So, I mean, they all have their pluses and minuses.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, there are reasons why the dogs that are selected as service dogs are selected, because, they do so well with so much. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that those breeds like Labs or German Shepherds or Goldens or whatever are without their own issues.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. All righty. Well, Beverly, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you for having us.
Great talking to you. And again, the Humdog Dogs Expo is going to be Sunday from 10 to 4 at Redwood Acres. If you are interested in pooches, you definitely want to check it out, because it's a really a wonderful thing. And yes, you have to.
And it's free.
Free. We should mention that.
Free admission, price. Free parking. We just ask that you leave your pets at home. This event is to come and watch dogs, not to bring your dog.
It's probably a good idea, especially since there's going to be dogs on display. You don't want them getting distracted.
Right.
Good call. Again, free. You can't beat that. Can't beat that with a stick. Fetch a stick. All right. It's 24 minutes after 9. You got it on KHUM.